The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. 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 It won't be the death chamber, and it might not even be prison.
Robert Durst could soon be back on the street.
I think it's horrible. I can't believe he got off.
My take, this is scary, that this guy's going to be free.
So we just got to see everyone celebrating, everyone being just Robert Durst and kind of his lawyers, who are a little uneasy, I'm sure.
A little bit. Yeah, the news media lost their minds. They were like, how could they possibly release this monster onto the masses? But how couldn't you? We can't put that kind of charm in a prison.
The lawyers probably blocked his number after that.
Yeah.
I think they were like, give him the hug and get the hell out of there. I kind of want to sue the guy who invented caller ID. Totally killed my social life.
Whether it's the LAPD bringing him to trial, whether it's the FBI bringing him to trial, whether it's the security guard at Disney World bringing him to trial, I really don't care.
What would the trial look like had it been the Disney World security guard?
I really don't care.
Who would be the judge? Mickey Mouse?
I really don't care.
Yeah, I wonder what his favorite ride at Disney World would have been.
Probably like Hall of Presidents. Just like something just diabolical.
Didn't Walt Disney get his head chopped off
and
for
frozen?
Science? Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Is that Ted Williams? Who was that?
It was a little, I think it was both.
Would Scrooge McDuck be his lawyer?
Yes, that'd be good. His character witnesses would be like the witch that gives Snow White the apple.
The Seven Dwarves, yeah.
Yeah, if he was one of the Seven Dwarves, would he be Blinky?
I really don't care.
You gotta be a real creep to be the biggest creep in Times Square.
Yeah. And just eyes watching you everywhere. It's just, oh my God. And like, people just know, like, they may not know who he is, what he's done, but they're like, there's something off about this guy.
That smell of mothballs and dead mice.
There's a lot of people out there who think I killed my wife, Susan Berman, Morris Black,
Nicole Brown Simpson, Abe Lincoln, Jesus.
But now he's just back in civilization, waiting in line at a Starbucks, answering his phone in line. I think he should get 10 Hello. Years for that.
Hello. Oh, Nikki, how are you?
Who is Nikki?
Well,
I was wondering that myself.
I mean, Nikki could be anybody who didn't
Nicolas
see
Cage?
Him.
Nicolas Cage?
He's going to be pretty badass.
It may be the guy who we meet from the private investigator.
Oh, the lawyer.
Nick Scarpetti?
Mm-hmm. That guy sounds on the level.
Yeah, right. One of Fat Tony's bodyguards.
You think they would have edited this part out, though, if we've never met the Nikki up until now. This is part 5 of 6. Hopefully we find out who it is, because he's definitely very cordial on the phone.
Chummy.
Yeah.
As opposed to chumming, which is what he was doing with Morris Black's body parts when he threw him in the water.
Yeah.
Nice connection.
Can I have a name for the drink?
Bob. And you got a tall Americano, right?
Yes.
What are your go-to names at Starbucks?
I'll go either like Tyrell or like sometimes like Clavius.
I've done Raphael, Bernard, Julio, Rodney Shoemaker, Michael Jackson. Also. Clavius. Old gladiator shit?
Pretty much, yeah.
This past summer, the Port Authority awarded the Durst Organization the right to take over leasing, management, and operation of the Freedom Tower.
You get him in a corner, you take away his Freedom Tower. He'll kill you.
You know, this is what this country's built on. Millionaires paying to get out of murder trials.
Do you think, with Robert Durst being so diabolical, the FBI should, like, enlist him for certain things? You know how they do that with, like, the guy from Catch Me If You Can? They hire him to catch other people. The FBI hires, like, hackers to catch other hackers. Bob Durst? Would you hire him?
I don't know how heavy his work ethic is. You know, I mean, he seems like a kind of guy who, you know, just kind of does what he wants to do, steals a sandwich when he needs to.
She disappeared 2 weeks after I was born, when people started remarking on our physical resemblance. I mean, I haven't seen this. Oh my God. This could be me. Yeah, that's incredible.
Absolutely crazy how much she looks like Kathy Durst. Weird how stunned she was.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen pictures of her. But yeah, it's amazing. Do you think Robert Durst sees her and thinks of Kathy and just has a single tear from his black eye that probably looks like ink running down his face?
Yeah, I could imagine that.
They should have just used her to trick Robert into saying something.
Dye her hair brown and...
Yeah, bring her in and he's like, what? I killed you! As he's like backing up.
And it's all on like hidden camera?
Just use some Hollywood camera makeup to age her up a little bit.
Put a camera in Cody Cazale's mustache.
Hello? Hello, is this Andrew?
It is.
Hi, it's Jordan Bow. You called Douglas Durst?
I did call Douglas Durst. How can I help you?
You called him.
Precisely.
Is there something you want me to relate to him?
Precisely.
You called him. Is there something you want me to relate to him?
I really don't care.
Thank you.
Getting a little bit too deep undercover.
There's an app you can get on your phone that you put in two people's numbers and it calls each other, and then you can listen to the conversation where they're both like, you called me. You called me. Sounds exactly like that.
Yeah.
The Dursts are the symbol in New York and nationally of family, values, accomplishment, and success.
Can I interrupt you? First, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Then I want to tell you I'm Andrew Jarecki.
Oh, you are?
I mean you no harm. I'm interested in, you know, at some point, us getting a chance to talk.
Successful.
Well, I try. It's not my goal.
Do you find it rude that this guy's being honored and Jarecki gets all up in his face doing that?
No,
hard
actually.
Man to get in touch with, I understand.
Sometimes you got to just jump at those opportunities. I don't think he got in his face. I think he just, you know, he seized the moment.
Yeah, but he applied extra goatee and snuck in the back door of this gala.
Right. Yeah, and I think and this is all on secret, you know, like hidden camera again. Like
Cody Cazales' mustache. It's a camera.
It's somewhere. It's.
Do you think Douglas Durst had some sign to his people? Get me out of this conversation. The old tug on the ear. Pat yourself on the head.
How about those
rub
nets?
Your stomach.
That's like his safety word.
Yeah, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
You know, it's as if Doug has become the eldest son of the Durst family. It must be very strange for Bob to not exist. I mean, it gives you a little of an idea of why, you know, why he wants to be in our film.
That's an interesting thought, that Robert Durst does not exist to this family anymore. So Robert Durst is doing the film to say, hello, I'm still here. Well, jinx.
You owe me a torso.
I worked here my whole time.
This was the building where you worked?
The whole time. That's where I spent those 18 years.
Clocking in, clocking out. 10 hours a week.
Yeah, I'm security for the building.
But that the D on your thing
was
is...
Yes, why, who are you with?
We're actually making a film about Robert Durst.
Oh, shit. There he is.
Yeah, he kind of did the face from, like, Caddyshack when the boat's about to go over the rowboat and the guy's eyes pop out of his head.
Doesn't he look like the dad dinosaur on that show Dinosaurs?
Not the mama.
While Bob was on the run, he pulled into the driveway of his brother's home in Katona. He had two guns in his car.
How did he know he had two guns in his car?
I don't know. I could imagine. We don't know how that confrontation went in, like, his driveway.
But
I could
you would
totally
think they would
imagine.
Tell you that.
And if you look at this photo, there's also a pack of bamboo rolling papers.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think didn't they already establish that he likes to get lifted every now and again?
Mm-hmm.
He's blowing some bleezies when he was chopping people up.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, he was stoned chopping that guy up.
I just got stoned and drunk.
I was thinking about that more, about being stoned, chopping up the body. Like, when you're stoned, doesn't it make you more lazy? Like, I don't even like to cut up my food when right. I'm stoned.
You know, Robert seems like the kind of guy that would walk up casually and just pretend like he's scratching his stomach and pull up his shirt and he's got two guns, like, in his waistband. Like, just wanted to let you know that I'm packing heat.
Douglas, will you grab my weed out of the glove box? And there's two guns. He's just sending a message.
Just yeah. so you know.
Right here, I want you to photograph me in front of Douglas's house.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Douglas Durst lives next to a funeral home.
Maybe he's just preparing for the inevitable.
Just easy. Easy commute. Yeah. It's Bob Durst knocking off all their family members. I think that's all the time we have for today. You can send us any questions, theories to thejinxpodcast@gmail.com because we are ghetto. Or you can tweet at us at The Jinx Podcast on Twitter. My name's Jim Cunningham. You can find any of my stuff on funnierdie.com/thisjimcunningham. Or we do Point Break Live, Terminator 2 Judgment Play, touring the country. We've got Kevin Crowley from the Bad Takeout Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook, all that good stuff, badtakeoutpodcast.com.
All right, so this is Scott Crowley signing off. This podcast has been brought to you by Sharp Focus Media Academy. They're a groundbreaking alternative to overpriced big box film schools. Check them out at sharpfocusmediaacademy.com.
Later.
I really don't care.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.